Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes,
we'll be here throughout the week. Minus Christmas. Christmas Day, we're off.
Correct.
But we'll be here every other day, getting ready for the Falcons game coming up on Sunday night. That game, of course, was flexed.
Mm-hmm.
I have tickets to the game in the President's Suite. J-Dub couldn't squeeze me in this week, which is what I wanted. Cakes kind of bumped me out.
Cakes you wanted the Philly game.
I wanted because that's when my daughter was here. Now, we got to watch the game together in the basement, which was cool, but wanted to go to the game. But I got EB's brother breathing down my neck for tickets.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think Eric talked about this, that his brother asked him for tickets, right? Mm-hmm. So what does EB do? This is classic EB. He says, I've got connections, but why don't you go through JP?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to work angles to see if I can get more tickets, or I might end up just giving him my tickets, but I only have three. He's got a family of five.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Plus, it's like you can, the flexing that game kind of murdered me, because if I go to the game,
you're not getting home till one.
Right. and I'm on Monday.
You're on Monday.
So we'll figure that out. But we wanted to talk about the running game, because this was, I think, one of the big factors for the Commanders' success early in the season. Was not only Jaden Daniels, but Brian Robinson was having a very good year, scoring touchdowns, running the football, making it second and short, third and short constantly, which helped their third down percentage. Obviously, they got this ridiculous fourth down percentage. Most of that is on JD5.
Mm-hmm.
But part of that is the running game. The running game was putting in those positions. Well, the last 2 weeks, this is what's happened for the Washington Commanders running game. Against the Saints, this is besides Jaden Daniels. When you take Jaden Daniels away, 24 carries for 71 yards. So not even three a pop in that game from mostly Brian Robinson. And then this week, 15 carries for 32 yards.
Yeah.
Barely 2 yards a carry when you take away Jaden Daniels' production. So, number one, want to hear from you. How concerned are you by this? And number two, what can they do to turn it around? 800-636-1067.
Well, a couple things. One, so Eckler's been out. Now, not mm-hmm. that he's been a huge factor in the run game, but he does add a little dimension that might be able to open it up for not just for him, but for other guys when the defenses are preparing for them. So Eckler being out, I think, is a factor. Number two.
And he's a better change of pace guy, in my opinion, than McNichols.
Sure, sure.
And what they have now.
Number two, you were facing the Saints without your starting center. Okay, now it's one guy, but still, he was out with an illness, so he didn't play. And I think that was a factor in that particular game. Number three, yesterday you're playing one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the league, with studs all up and down that line. Okay, the fact that Brian Robinson fumbled early twice, that didn't help his confidence, and then he was kind of pulled out, and McNichols and Rodriguez gave them took some of his carries away in the second half. So a couple small factors there the last couple weeks. But the other thing is, you can't you just can't eliminate Jaden Daniels when you talk about the stats, because he essentially is another running back for you. Even though there aren't a lot of design runs, he still can get out there and make plays like he did yesterday. So that's still, he's still a factor in the run game. But I think, and look, Atlanta's pretty good against the run. I think they're top 10 against the run. I have to look at the stats, but I think they're pretty good. So they have to be better running the football other than Daniels against Atlanta. But you can't eliminate Daniels, because if he's going to run the ball 7, 8, 9, 10 times per game, he's going to get huge gains like he did yesterday.
800-636-1067. I want to hear from you as we shift the conversation to the running game. So if you look at what Brian Robinson has done over the last month, mm-hmm. against the Dallas Cowboys, he just had the 5 carries for 13 yards. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Then against Tennessee, blowout.
He got hurt in that game.
Then against Tennessee, blowout. Good game. 16 carries, 103 yards, just a 6.4 yards average, but one touchdown, had that long 40-yard run. But the last 2 weeks, I mean, we're talking about 31 carries for 89 yards.
Puts a lot of pressure on the passing.
Yeah, they got to get it going. I think being healthy is a big part of it.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line's been dinged for most of the year. You know, they're in week 16. You know, they're banged up. Coleman got a little hurt yesterday, even though he stayed in the game. But again, they were facing a dominant run defense yesterday.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say the Saints are a dominant run defense.
No, I think Biadasz being out kind of hurt them.
And if you really want to go back, look, he has had 3 100-yard games this season. The Tennessee game, which is recent, but then you got to go way back to week 2 against the Giants and week 4 against Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, his production has been way down.
It's a factor, no doubt. But again, you can't eliminate. I know you say you're taking those numbers and you're eliminating Daniels' numbers. But if he's going to run for 50, 47, 39, 44, 81, 66, I mean, he's adding another dimension. So in the last 2 weeks against the Saints and the Philadelphia Eagles, he's run for 147 yards. I mean, that's a pretty big number on 20 carries. So he's averaging, what's that, about 7-8 yards a carry? So even though Robinson hasn't been great the last couple of weeks, you can't eliminate Jaden's numbers.
No, I mean, look, he's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Right now, if you were to look at the season stats, Washington has the 5th-ranked offense in the NFL in terms of yardage, mm-hmm. and they are 3rd in rushing.
Yeah.
There's only 2 teams that run the football better as a team. And what do they have in common? They all have running quarterbacks. So Philly's number 1, got Jalen Hurts. They average, and they have Saquon Barkley. They average 188 yards per game on the ground. Baltimore's number 2. You got Lamar Jackson running, and they got Derrick Henry. So top 2 running backs,
great
plus running quarterbacks.
Punches.
Washington is, you know, kind of 30 yards behind that at number 3. But they're averaging 152.7 yards per game on the ground.
It's a great, and 740 of those yards are Daniels.
Yeah. Huge.
I mean, he's averaging 6 yards a carry. I mean, that's just a big weapon.
I just think it's hard, like when we talk about the running game outside of Jaden Daniels, to say, well, how do you get better? I don't know that you can get better at this point. You have your offensive linemen. They are who they are, right?
Right.
And then you have Brian Robinson, who's pretty good. We'll talk to him tomorrow at 9 o'clock, by the way. Brian Robinson, you don't want to miss it. Great interview. He'll be on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. You know, you just got to keep feeding him the rock and hoping that you have better results.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on who you're facing, too. I mean, certain teams are weaker than others in defending the run.
You know, maybe you go under center a little bit more. The one thing, when they're in shotgun or pistol all the time, you kind of know what to expect a little bit. Maybe you throw it, sprinkle in a little more with the read options.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we saw as much of that yesterday. Let's go to Adam in Reston. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. But it's hard to quibble, really, when you score 36 points. You scored 36 points, and yeah. You got to win. And you have the top 5 offense in the league. So, yes, you do want the running game to get better, but as we mentioned, they're number 3. What's up, Adam?
I'm so juiced up right now, guys. I'm loving this. I'm having so much fun. But you hit it. We got to get under center more and just – get away from these RPOs, because if you remember back in the beginning of the year, like, we used to just give it to B-Rob and let him slam it, just a full head of of steam running into the middle of the gap, into the middle of the line. We don't do that anymore. All we do is these little cute little RPOs that everyone knows we don't want Jaden pulling the ball on. So it's like, it's almost like the same thing on how Saquon didn't really get anything in the second half last night. Yeah, because we know they don't want Kenny Pickett doing anything. We know they don't really have, if they give it to, we're keying on Saquon. They're keying on B-Rob on these RPOs. Get away from it. Just get under center. What do you think?
I think they should sprinkle in a little more traditional under center and play action. And I think they had been doing that, like in some of these statistics. But look, that's not going to be the main feature of this offense, because the main feature of this offense is you have a quarterback who can scramble, a quarterback who can run. So you're not going to get rid of the RPOs.
Right, because, I mean, he's 27th in the league in rushing. Robinson's 28th. So if you put the two together, you know, they've got 1,500 yards combined. I just think that it's hard to take away the RPO from a guy who is one of the fastest guys in the league at that position. And that's one of his absolute weapons, and he's going to kill you on it if he's back there and he can't find a guy and he's going to scoot up the middle and, you know, or a draw. But I don't think you can completely eliminate it.
I think you're likely to see a lot more success against the Atlanta Falcons. Like you said, a lot of this is dependent on your opponent. You face the Eagles. Yeah. The Eagles are really good at shutting down the run.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not Jaden Daniels' run, but they're generally effective at shutting down the run.
It's a big game. It still is a big game. Even though the Commanders beat the Eagles, it's still a big game.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. How do they get the running game beyond Jaden Daniels going again? Let's go to our pal Mo in Largo. Mo, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up, Mo?
You know, I hate to, you know, piggyback on what the caller was saying, but I wouldn't necessarily say get rid of the RPOs, but you definitely need to mix in some under-center type formations. I mean, if you look at the best teams in the league, they're under-center. It's by design, because you're allowing plays to take formation or to start going while the linebackers are still paused because they can't see the ball. And when you turn your back to the defense, that adds to the illusion of whether they're handing it off or you can come out the backside with a play action. And with his speed, it's deadly. So, I mean, I understand that, yes, they are deadly with the RPO, but you have to mix in some under-center-type formations, gentlemen. Thank you.
Well, we'll see if they do that. Atlanta, I just looked up Atlanta. I think they're 12th against the run. I think they're allowing like a 110 per game.
Yeah, I was looking at the Giants ran for just 45 yards against them, but they're the Giants.
But they're the Giants. I mean, the Giants have no threat to throw the ball, and they don't have a running quarterback. So, I don't know. I still think the fact that Jaden is so good at running the ball, and he's been so comfortable back there, and he doesn't get alarmed, and he can go there and find a hole and make a couple guys move and juke them. I just think you can't eliminate that RPO because he is one of your major weapons, not just throwing the ball like he was yesterday, but
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La 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 la.
La 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 Blinds.com.
DIY or let us install.
La 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 la.
La 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 Blinds.com.
Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If he's going to run for 81 yards, that's part of the run game.
Valdez, play the music. We've got to play it more. It is a Victory Monday. Been celebrating this win. Commanders now 10-5. First time they've been that record since 1991. We'll continue the conversation next with Nate Davis, NFL writer for USA Today, right here on the Junkies.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.